Ceasefire and the Trump administration may be tweaking the troop withdrawal from northern Syria, the AP Sagamagani reports from the White House.
President Trump has insisted he's pulling all American troops out.
We're bringing our soldiers back home.
But some may now stay in Syria to make sure its oil fields don't fall into Islamic State militant hands.
Those are things that we would have to present to the president.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper in Afghanistan, hours before the president said he's thinking about it.
I don't think it's necessary, other than that we secured the oil.
Either way, the troops coming out of Syria will not immediately be going home. Esper says they'll at least temporarily go to Iraq to keep fighting the militants. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
At that cabinet meeting, Trump also complained about having to withdraw his Florida golf resort and hosting the G7 summit next June.
It would have been the greatest G7 ever.
The president also chided Republicans as the impeachment inquiry continues.
The Republicans have to get tougher and fight. We have some that are great fighters, but they have to get tougher and fight because the Democrats are trying to hurt the Republican Party for the election, which is coming up.
The charge d'affaires at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, William Taylor, expected to testify Tuesday before the House committee involved in the impeachment inquiry. There have been at least 4 storm-related deaths in Arkansas and Oklahoma. National Weather Service has an F3 twister, top sustained winds 140 miles per hour, hit Dallas. Nicole Schultz's home was in the tornado's path.
Metal sheets in the trees, and my neighbor's insulation is in my trees, and my neighbor's fence is in my yard. I'm speechless.
Severe weather to the east of Dallas early Monday. Weather officials say a tornado, estimated top winds 105 miles per hour, damaged an apartment building in Memphis. This is AP News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has failed to form a ruling coalition in parliament. His talks with his chief rival, former military chief Benny Gantz, were repeatedly rebuffed. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin will now ask Gantz to try to form a coalition. He, however, could face an equally difficult task in doing just that. Climate change leads to stronger El Niños.
Scientists examined 33 El Niños and found since the 1970s they have been forming farther to the west in warmer waters. El Niño triggers weather extremes. Depending on the location, they can set off droughts or flooding. The Pacific gets more hurricanes during an El Niño, and the Atlantic gets fewer. In the U.S., El Niño makes winters milder and wetter. Florida State University El Niño expert Alan Clark says the study focused too much on water temperature when the formation of El Niño depends on the connection of water and the atmosphere. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.